A little boy wearing an Aaron jumper. Patty and Tom Clancy came to America intending to develop lucrative acting careers. Little did they know they were destined to succeed enormously in the music business while making a tremendous contribution to the form, awareness, and appreciation of classic Irish folk music. After arriving in Greenwich Village in 1951, the enterprising duo quickly established themselves as successful Broadway, off-Broadway, and television actors. During this period, the brothers also created their own theater production company, which they named Trio Productions. To help raise money for the new company, Tom and Patty sang old Irish folk songs they had learned as children. They rented the Cherry Lane Theater in the village and performed shows regularly on Saturday nights. Soon they were joined by notable folk singers like Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie, and Gene Ritchie. Liam, the youngest of the three brothers, came to America in 1956. He joined his brothers in the singing group, along with his good friend, Tommy Makeham. The group came to be known simply as the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham. The group distinguished themselves with their rousing style of singing Irish folk songs and ballads, while staying true to some of the slower and more mournful tunes. The group adopted a trademark uniform after their mother, it is said, read about the inclement New York winters. She sent her boys Aaron jumpers, sweaters, to keep them warm. The boys wore the sweaters for the first time at the Blue Angel nightclub in Manhattan as part of their regular winter attire. The group's manager, Marty Ehrlichman, had been searching for a kind of logo look for the group. When he saw the sweaters, he knew he had found the special look he was searching for. Ehrlichman asked the group to wear the sweaters for their first TV appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. After that appearance, the Clancy brothers and Makeham wore the sweaters whenever they performed. The Sullivan TV appearance aired to an audience of 40 million. The TV show and the group's nightclub appearances attracted the attention of a Columbia Records executive. They signed a $100,000 recording contract, a staggering sum at the time, with Columbia and recorded 7 albums with the studio. While the members of the group changed from time to time, their success and influence on modern folk music has endured. In all, the group recorded 24 albums on various labels. In 1964, their albums accounted for 1/3 of all the record albums sold in Ireland. I first saw the Clancy Brothers at Carnegie Hall when I was a callow lad of 17. I went to the concert with my best friend. He remains my best friend today, even though he is half a world away. The song I'm about to sing has two names, Will You Go Lassie Go and The Wild Mountain Time. It's a Clancy Brothers favorite. This one's for you, Danny Boy.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild Irish thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go, and will to pluck wild mountain thyme, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a tower on yon pure crystal fountain. I will plant all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, ago. If my true love she were gone, I would surely choose another to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blue and heather. Will ya go, lassie, go? And will all go together to pluck wild